Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Matt Day, Bloomberg News reporter based in Seattle. Amazon is adding to its business model and looking to sell office software powered by AI. They're calling the new set of tools Amazon Connect Decisions and Amazon Connect Talent. So, Matt, what are these? So, what does the software do, and who's going to buy it?
So the first round of this is being marketed to a couple of folks. Like one bucket is HR professionals, people especially who have to hire in large volume in a short period of time. You know, Amazon thinks they've got some expertise there from their warehouse business. And the second is supply chain professionals, folks who whatever have to stock things in warehouse, have to source things from factories. And so that's the first in what looks like a flotilla of new software from Amazon trying to break into business apps.
They obviously wouldn't do this if there was an interest in having this kind of technology, right? I mean, there's got to be business interest in it.
They seem to think so, but I think they also think there's just a broader opportunity given that AI tools allow you to do things new and different, a different way in the workplace. So they've built all of these products to really tightly integrate, you know, AI agents who can, you know, go send an email on your behalf, create a report on your behalf, and kind of do things rather than just forcing all of us to click the buttons ourselves.
Is it similar to things that are offered by Microsoft and Oracle, or is it easier to use?
Oh, yeah, it definitely lines up with stuff that Oracle and Microsoft are doing. And it's worth noting that those companies, along with Salesforce, are also kind of repurposing their technology for this AI world. Amazon's pitch or their hope is that they can kind of use a clean slate to break in a way they haven't been able to date.
Is there something that makes Amazon's business software more attractive than somebody who's been in the business for a while, in, you know, servicing this kind of AI business model?
The argument that Amazon would make is that, you know, if you are anywhere in corporate America, your IT department probably already uses Amazon. You know, the downside of that is that that's been true for quite a while, you know, but in the vast majority of folks plugging in a computer still really rarely encounter Amazon-built software. They're mostly a stranger to those of us who type and send emails for a living.
What's the cost basis on this? Is it going to be more expensive, less expensive, probably about equal to its competitors?
So I got a punt on that. The pricing structure is in contrast to a lot of software sold by a subscription, right? You get a copy of Microsoft Word, you pay Microsoft monthly for it. You know, a lot of the stuff is based on consumption pricing. How much do you use? How many of those AI agents did you send out into the world to go do things on your behalf? So I haven't really seen a good analysis of whether this is going to be, you know, cheaper, more or less.
And I wonder whether or not, you know, this is new for Amazon. Had they been reluctant to enter this sector of you know, business software before?
Yeah, they have. They're basically an infrastructure provider, right? They do storage, they do databases, they do all the sort of nerdy things under the hood. So this is really the most concerted push we've seen from them to date to say, hey, you know, we're going to go take on some of the big business software guys head to head.
And I wonder if I was a business operator, why I would turn to them. Is it only because I'm familiar with them, and they are familiar with so many people?
Amazon's making a case that, as well as that they are also able to take more risks because they don't have a business to protect, right? So rather than kind of bolting AI features onto Microsoft Word, for instance, you know, here comes Amazon with a new sort of AI-native solution that's unencumbered by all those past, you know, buttons and widgets and things from a different era of software.
And one last thing. So is this software like putting a toe in the pool, or is it jumping right in?
Ooh, it's a few toes. I'll split the difference and say it's a few toes, but definitely the biggest push they've made to date, and I think Golden Event in San Francisco is kind of evidence of their determination to go make some noise, where the tech is made.
Okay, but clearly this is like for businesses. It's not a you and me kind of what are we going to do with this kind of software.
That's right. Yeah, this is stuff for sort of that B2B market rather than for a mass consumer audience.
Okay. Matt, thanks very much for the reporting and for the time and the explanation. That is Bloomberg News reporter Matt Day. He is based in Seattle. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.